Hey, this is Kevin from Kevin's Barbecue Joints, and welcome to episode 137 of the Kevin's Barbecue Joints podcast. And this is a quick bonus episode with Brenda and Daniel Castillo from Heritage Barbecue in Orange County. Just wanted to talk to them because they're doing a 4th of July collaboration with Tyler Harp from Harp Barbecue in Kansas City. It's extremely exciting, and I wanted to get the scoop on what they were doing, what the plans were, why they were doing it, and all about it. So this is a quick episode about that, and check out at the very end, I have a bunch of photos of food from Harp Barbecue, so that way you get a chance to really see examples of the incredible barbecue that Tyler Harp is putting out. He just had a visit from Daniel Vaughn. If you go to Twitter and check out at BBQ Snob, you can see a little thread about his visit to Harp Barbecue. Brenda and Daniel are at the Anaheim Packing District, so it's a little bit of a live feed from there, and this episode is brought to you, like all the other episodes, by The Smoke Sheet. It's a barbecue newsletter that is chock full of tons of information. It's available at bbqnewsletter.com. That's bbqnewsletter.com. The Smoke Sheet is barbecue news worth consuming. If you want to check out any of the back episodes or anything else going on, go to my website at kevinsbbqjoints.com. But wanted to get you this quick little episode. And as I mentioned, the Harp Barbecue and Heritage Barbecue collaboration is on Thursday, July 4th. It starts at noon, but I'd get there ahead of time. It's at Chapman Crafted, which is a brewery in Orange, California. Hope to see you there.
The owner from the Iron Press, he owns the Blind Rabbit, which is a speakeasy inside the packing house that a lot of people actually don't really know about, but they've won all kinds of awards here. Their drinks are phenomenal, man. They're craft cocktail program, the bartenders that they have here, mixologists, actually, they're amazing.
That's at the
Blind Rabbit. It's at the Anaheim Packing House. And so Brandon and I used to come to this place before, like, we knew anybody here, before they blew anybody, you know. It's like,
well, what was it before?
So this place was a packing house at Orange. Yeah, it was an Orange packing house back in like the 19, up to like the, I think the 19, I don't quote me on it, but I think it opened in like the teens, like 19 teens.
Like when my grandmother was born.
Yeah. There's a lot of history here. It's awesome. It's like, it fits our vibe, you know?
Have you ever had an event there before?
No. So our good friend Javier from Hobbs Barbecue, he's like walking distance from where we're at right now.
Like 2 minutes away.
2 minutes away. And he's the one that I think you might know of him, right?
Uh-huh. So
he has an offset, and he does barbecue just like right down the way here. So we usually don't, you know, like kind of like trample on this area here just because, you know, he's in this area, but we were invited by some good friends of ours that are really into craft beer. So we're doing some nachos and
it's not for profit. We donated it.
Yeah. Really. This is all for donation. So this money that, so we donated like four briskets and four pork butts. And Frito pie sausage I did, and that's from the city of Anaheim, and that goes towards their Halloween, like fall, they call it like a fall festival that they do here for Halloween in October, just so they can, you know, have a good time. And you know, we've lived in this area for that's all we've lived in is Anaheim.
Yeah, really.
Since we've been down here in Orange County.
And it's funny because Anaheim is not just Disneyland. There's much more.
There's so much more, man.
Anaheim's huge.
Anaheim is huge.
Yeah. It is. It's a large space.
Super cool. So we're excited to be here. And
well, this is cool to have both you and Brenda. This is cool. This will be, people will like this. So what's happening July 4th?
So July 4th.
Chapman Crafted.
We're going to be with, you know, I hate to say the name Pitmaster. That's like, that word, I'm sure like a lot of pit guys or, you know, whatever you want to
call, call yourself a cook, right? Like a cook, maybe?
Yeah, whatever kind of, whatever you want to say. It just, I hate it. But, you know, to the general public, that's what they perceive us as. So
that's what you are.
And so Tyler is somebody that I've looked up to for a long time. And I think it kind of runs like vice versa. And I see you wearing the mill scale hat.
I wore it specifically for Tyler.
Oh, rad. Yeah, he's always got his mill scale hat. Even when he came here to Cali, he was sporting the mill scale hat. But this guy is amazing. And I told him to look back into his DMs and see what we first started talking about. Because when I first saw pictures of his brisket, I was like, man, this is amazing. You know, like his food looks incredible. And he's getting notoriety in Kansas City, or right outside Kansas City, actually.
Did you see today that Daniel visited him?
No.
Not you, Daniel, but the other Daniel. Daniel.
The other Daniel. Yeah, I'm kind of a big deal, but the other Daniel kind of...
He's like a little bit bigger.
More known in barbecue. Are you serious? Daniel Vaughn was there.
Yeah, he took a picture with them and said that the...
Wow.
And it, yeah, his like look at Twitter. His write-up on his brisket was amazing. Yeah, so I'm sure Tyler's stoked on that, too.
So Tyler is like... He's an underdog because this guy is making some ridiculous food, man. I mean, I can't speak to... I've never had his barbecue before, but judging from the pictures, and I know, like, Daniel Vaughn is the same way, too. Like, he doesn't worry about people's reviews. He looks at the pictures, and then he goes and he has it, and he comes up with his own...
Yeah, and like you and Brenda, Tyler's creative. Like, I think, doesn't he use strawberries and stuff? Like, I've seen him use...
Dude, I reposted a picture of one taco he did, his brisket taco on those caramello tortillas, just with some like thinly sliced jalapenos and those little pickled strawberries that he does. It's amazing, dude. The colors, I mean, you eat with your eyes before anything else, right? That's the first thing you see, that, and you see those really vibrant colors, and it's like, it's amazing. And
what he's doing is essentially craft barbecue, Central Texas style craft barbecue in Kansas City, which is unusual.
Right. Yeah. Right. And he's killing it, dude. And he came down and, you know, we got to hang out with me and Andrew. You know, we all hung out together. We went to like some dive bars in downtown LA and, you know, like that. We just all bonded. That's what we do, you know. And he's such a nice dude, man. He'll be here Monday, and he's actually going to come stay with Brenda and I Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
Tuesday he's going to stay with us, and then we're going to do the cook for 4th of July, and we'll be at Chapman Craft in the city of Orange.
What's your menu going to be like?
Tyler's going to be doing brisket burn-ins, and he's also going to be doing, we're going to do pulled pork burn-ins as well, and he's also going to be doing his pastrami brisket.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm super excited to work with him, you know, because to me, he's somebody that I really look up to, and I just can't wait. I know I'm going to learn so much from him as well. You know, I'm always trying to, you know, hang out with people that I can learn more stuff from.
It helps so much. That's what this is all about. That's the whole point.
You know, maybe I've been doing stuff wrong the whole time. Who knows?
You know what? We probably all have been doing stuff for all the time. But now with this, are you going to have your own, like, your signature sides with it too? Or are you going
to? Yeah. We're going to do what we normally do, but we really just want him to sing, and we want people to come out and come support Tyler and see what he's doing. Cause he's on the edge of just like popping, dude. He's going to be cracking. Like, hopefully he'll invite me over to Kansas and like, so I can go do a pop-up over there.
It's good for us to switch it up a little bit, you know, have somebody special there. It'll be a little bit change of pace, but basically doing our same thing, but with a twist.
Yeah.
And you guys have done pop-ups at Chapman Crafted before, right?
Yeah, we do pop-ups at Chapman at least once a month.
And that's in Orange, right?
That's in Orange, yeah. It's the city of Orange. Correct.
Is it called that because of the school, because of Chapman University?
I don't know, like, the backstory of it, but I'm sure that has a lot to do with it.
Yeah, it has. What time does it start on the 4th?
So it starts at 12 for the actual service, but we're doing pickup starting at 11. This is for people that are just like going to roll through and they're going to pick up briskets or ribs, you know, beef and pork ribs or sausage, just to go hang out with their families, you know.
Was that the one that people pre-ordered, or was that?
Yeah, we're doing pre-orders right now. We're doing brisket pre-orders, and everything else is you can just, you skip the line, you just come straight to the front and say, hey, man, you know, I want to couple racks of pork ribs and or some beef ribs or some sausage, and you take it and you take off.
Are you doing a couple of your sausages?
Oh yeah, so we're gonna do our Frito pie sausage, which has been like, it's been on the top of everybody. Yeah, they love it. Yeah, and we actually have Frito pie sausage here that we're doing on our nachos, and yeah.
And then are you incorporating this time? Did you get a chance to incorporate any of Chapman Crafted their beers at all?
Oh, absolutely. So Tyler, the brewery that he's at now, I think that if it wasn't for what we've been doing with our beers and incorporating them and infusing them into the menu, like that wouldn't, maybe we might not have crossed paths. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, he's like, he, you know, hit me up and he's like, hey, you know, I'm going to do these pickled, you know, whatever. He's like, you know, they have what kind of beers, like, what do you recommend I use for them? And I say, well, you know, this works great for this, and this is what you need to do. And yeah, and you know, I want to pick his brain about things, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's cool. So it starts at noon. People, what time does the brewery open? 11, or they start opening?
Yeah. So the brewery will open at noon. It starts at 11 o'clock.
Oh, that's awesome. And until you sell out, do you think the response, I'm sure, is going to be crazy. So people
should. Oh, absolutely. I mean, yeah, we want everybody to come out and just have a great time and really just, you know, we're showcasing Tyler. It has really nothing to do with us, you know. It's like I'm in the background, just, you know, I want to eat his food as well.
Are you going to also have was it Sweet Elizabeth?
Oh yeah, we're going to have a Sweet Eliza's Eliza, but her name's Elizabeth. She's a badass baker.
Those are quite spectacular too. Like your barbecue is fantastic, but I really, that's a nice sweet thing to have at the end.
You need to have it. It just seals the deal, mm-hmm. You know. It's like, you know, anywhere else you go, you need a little sweet tooth on the end.
But the richness and the savoriness of the barbecue is important to have, the balance in life, right?
Right. It's a balance of flavors, and that's exactly what you need in barbecue. Everything needs to be balanced, in my opinion.
And that's what you're going for in your regular dishes, too. That's
absolutely, 100%, yep.
Enjoy your day, have a good weekend, and I should see you on the 4th.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.